AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says the $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill he signed was done with the people hard hit by the virus in mind.
And I believe this is, and most people I think do as well, this historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle-class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.
The signing came hours before the president delivers his first primetime address since taking office.
What I'm talking about tonight is the impact on the virus and how we're going to end this pandemic. And we're going to talk all the elements of the bill.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he warned last year the coronavirus pandemic was going to get worse, but
I did not in my mind think that much worse was going to be 525,000 deaths.
On NBC's Today Show, Dr. Fauci said a year later, things are looking up.
Every day as we get 2 million or more people vaccinated, and if people continue to abide by the public health measures, we should be okay.
A lawyer for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says she reported a groping allegation made against him to police after the woman involved declined to press charges herself. Meantime, a group of 59 Democratic state legislators in New York are demanding Cuomo's resignation. For the first time since 1995, the Duke men's basketball team will not be in the NCAA men's college basketball tournament. The Blue Devils abruptly had to pull out of the ACC tournament and end its season due to a positive coronavirus test and the resulting quarantining and contact tracing. The Supreme Court called off upcoming arguments over a Trump administration plan to remake Medicaid by requiring recipients to work, agreeing to a request from the Biden administration. The court was scheduled to take up the issue March 29th. Tech stocks were pushing the broader market solidly higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. First, there was Barbie. Then
she met Ken, and somehow she knew that she and Ken would be going together. So now Mattel brings you Ken, Barbie's boyfriend.
Mattel is marking the 60th anniversary of the Ken doll. Mattel senior designer Robert Best says Ken always had a look to fit the times.
From when in the 60s he looked more sort of, you know, I think like a very collegiate looking, clean cut, all-American sort of version of Ken to much more groovy and mod during the 60s.
And that Ken look kept up with the times.
You saw in the 90s he was, you know, sort of more reflective of the times as well, all the way to today where you have Ken sort of having different body types available, as well as different hair textures.
A reproduction of the original Ken doll, launched in 1961 as a companion to Barbie, goes on sale today. Ed Donahue, AP News.